from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Larry Richard, and every Wednesday, love to check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Lots to talk about. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Are you on your way to camp?
I am. I am.
So they have a practice 10:30 this morning, and I was surprised they have scheduled a practice 10:30 tomorrow morning, because usually the day before a game, they wouldn't do that. And, of course, there is a game on Friday, the first preseason game with the Houston Texans at Acrisure Stadium. So a lot going on in Latrobe. But the big story is, are they really in the running to pick up this big-time receiver from the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you were going to say big-time receiver Jerry Rice. but, no, Brandon Ayuk is, listen, he's the guy who had over 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's improved every year, had a big game against the Steelers last year. What I could tell you is this: they have remained in conversations with San Francisco over a decent period of time. I mean, this is not something that's new, that Ayuk wants a new contract, that he wants paid. He wants to be represented among the top receivers in the game, which is probably a floor of $27 million a season for him, and he probably would want somewhere around $30 million, which is what T.J. Watt is being paid. So it's not only working the compensation with the 49ers, it's before you work that deal, you have to sign him or agree to a deal, because it's not worth trading for him if you're going to have him for 1 year and you give up the amount of capital they'll probably have to give up to get him.
For the casual Steelers fan, Jeff, you see, okay, we got this whole new offense, basically, with quarterbacks, all new names. You've got an offensive coordinator that's new and a coaching staff to support that. But on the defensive side, on paper, you got a lot of big-name talents now. Patrick Queen, a great addition. But the one thing I keep hearing from people is we don't know what the receiving core is capable of producing outside of George Pickens. So it sounds like that's a need, but $30 million sounds like it's too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, here's the good thing. The Steelers have the third most cap room of any team next year. Now, they don't have any quarterbacks under contract. Cam Hayward, Pat Freiermuth, there's some contracts that need to get done, so that number will decrease. But as of now, they've got a ton of room. And the other part to know is, if you sign Brandon Ayuk, George Pickens is gone in 2 years. So you're not going to be able to afford both of them. So just know that that's – now, that may happen with George regardless if you bring someone else in, but especially if you bring Ayuk in. But, you know, they need – what George Pickens needs is someone on the other side to take some of the attention away from him. And right now, even though there's some guys that have performed well in camp, there is no receiver where another team would say, oh, wait, we got to worry about this guy too.
We're with Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, heading to Steelers camp. And again, we do have a 7 o'clock kickoff Friday night at Acrisure against the Texans. And I'm willing to bet that almost all of the fans are going to be stunned when they see kickoff, because it is brand new in the NFL and almost nobody knows all of the ins and outs of it, even the experts.
I don't even know if the coaches know all the – well, no, they do. But this is also – people should know that this is a fluid situation. So they're watching what's happening in the preseason games, and they might tweak the rule a little bit. But basically, the kicker kicks off by himself, and he has a landing zone of where he tries to put the ball. And the kickoff team is 10 yards away from the receiving team, but – they can't move until either the ball hits the ground or the receiver catches it. What they're trying to do is so many, and including, I think, every kick in the Super Bowl, there are so many touchbacks now. It becomes such a non-play. They're trying to make it a play. And the reason that the players are buying into this is because the alternative would be, we'll just give them the ball at the 25 every time, and that would cost jobs. So they're trying to figure out a way from the league standpoint to make it exciting and from the player standpoint, you know, to keep the roster sizes where they are.
Well, heads up, because there'll be a lot of people scratching their heads when they see this thing unveiled on Friday night for Steelers fans. Of course, last Thursday, I watched the Hall of Fame game, and it's basically like a glorified run play when it comes down to it. But we'll see how that affects the game of football. Before you go, Jeff, what happened to the Pirates? They were on a roll. All of a sudden, they're really struggling.
Yeah, and the rain delay didn't help. You know, those little things that separate winning and losing, getting a bunt down, you know, from manager standpoint, making the right pitching decision. Yesterday's game, ball goes off Telez's glove, should have caught it. Ball kind of squirts through the middle of the infield, potentially could have made a play on it. Jiwon Bae slides for a ball that he could have caught at his chest, and it basically goes off the top of his glove when he was sliding, which should never happen. And you give up runs because of those plays. Like those things, when you're playing really good teams, and right now in their schedule, the Pirates are playing really good teams, separate, you know, the playoff teams from the non-contenders. And right now, the Pirates are playing like they're not contenders, and they need to turn it around quickly, because not only are they losing games, but they're losing games to teams that are above them in the playoffs, just like losing two.
And they couldn't hit again last night and score any runs, which is problematic, especially when you have all these defensive errors and improprieties. Well,
and by the way, happy birthday, Sidney Crosby. How about Sid is 37 today?
That's impossible. Can we still call him the kid?
Well, I mean, we can.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. All right. We'll hear what Coach Tomlin says this morning at 9. Jeff Hathorn on his way to Steelers camp. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Larry.
And keep it on KDK. We'll keep you posted. If there's something breaking with a trade, we'll let you know. Getting ready for back to school, and one of the issues that we've had year after year is a shortage of school bus drivers. Many school districts looking for school bus drivers. So if you have any interest whatsoever, it's go time. And the pay scales vary, but as I understand, they've had to raise them up to get people to drive the bus. Penn Hills, interesting. They've had some challenges in years past, but they found a way where they're incorporating public transit, and we'll talk more about that. Yesterday was a very big day for the state of Pennsylvania. Big surprise, just about 24 hours ago, when we found out that it was not Josh Shapiro who was named a vice presidential running mate for Kamala Harris. It was Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. and with more details on what's going on politically, CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz used that first rally in Philadelphia to fire up the crowd as running mates on the Democratic ticket, and also used the moment to go on the attack against Republican rival Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. Vice President Kamala Harris introduced her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, to a crowd of thousands in Philadelphia and to millions of voters across the country.
He's the kind of person who makes people feel like they belong and then inspires them to dream big. And that's the kind of vice president he will be.
This first stop for the Harris-Walz ticket kicks off a tour to at least five other battleground states over the next few days.
This campaign, our campaign, is not just a fight against Donald Trump.
In his remarks, the 60-year-old governor also went on the offensive against former President Donald Trump and his VP running mate, J.D. Vance, saying he can't wait to debate him.
That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
Rallying earlier Tuesday, also in Philadelphia, Vance said he'll debate Walz after the Democratic National Convention.
That is what's so scandalous about Kamala Harris's basement campaign. 16 days she has been the presumptive nominee of the Democrat Party. Zero times she has sat for a real media interview. That's a disgrace.
The Trump campaign released a new video attacking Harris for her VP pick.
Kamala Harris just doubled down on her radical vision for America,
saying, quote, Tim Walz will be a rubber stamp for Kamala's dangerously liberal agenda. The Harris campaign said it raised more than $20 million after Walz was announced as Harris's running mate. And the next stop is in the Midwest. As governor of Minnesota, the Democrats hope Walz could shore up votes in that region.
Carissa Lawson with CBS. So back and forth they go. Now getting ready for the Democratic National Convention. And then after that, there may be a brief lull, but it's game on now to Election Day, 90 days already till those November elections. The other big story that's going on is this storm system that's just been pounding the Atlantic coast around Charleston and Savannah. With details on that, Manuel Mihorkas.
In Monk's Corner, South Carolina, north of Charleston, a tornado from Tropical Storm Debbie tore through businesses and turned over cars.
One gentleman said shopping carts were flying in the air around him, and he jumped on top of a young lady to protect her from the glass.
Debbie brought heavy rain, wind, and flooding to Charleston, where Mayor William Cogswell extended Monday night's curfew until Wednesday.
We especially don't need any yahoos driving through the water and causing damage to property.
At least 9 inches of rain have already inundated the city, and another 8 to 10 inches are forecast through Friday. Charleston was a ghost town.
Too much. Easy.
Except in this spot, where a man who goes by Abdul was behind the cash register at this convenience store where he has worked for 27 years.
Every store man open. Nobody open, just me.
After making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane on Florida's west coast on Monday, Debbie brought flooding to Georgia.
I'm Cristian Benavides in Savannah, Georgia, where some roads remain closed. While flooding did not reach the historic levels that officials warned about, the heavy rainfall still left some residents picking up the pieces.
Well, my first instinct was to go check on my kids because I didn't.
Shakina Conyers, a single mother of four, was sleeping while Tropical Storm Debbie pummeled her neighborhood. Her roof caved in after this tree was uprooted by the storm. Family belongings in her living room and kitchen are ruined, and her apartment is uninhabitable.
For my kids, all I know is to put a smile on my face and say, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, they've had a really rough go, and more on the way in terms of rainfall, and some of that may reach us on Friday. We'll be watching that. It looks like we're on the fringe. Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist, said that maybe the Laurel Highlands.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hopefully it'll stay there because we got a football game Friday night. Steelers and Texans at Acrisure Stadium. Today's high 81. It should be dry most of the rest of today and tonight. And right now we're at 69 degrees. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, Triple A Traffic. Thanks, Joe. We're at 69 degrees under a cloudy sky. If you're getting up every morning with pain from arthritis, you know the feeling. Bone on bone, perhaps. Constant pain robs you of much of the stuff you would love to do. There are effective ways to deal with that pain, and we're not talking about drugs or surgery. Very exciting news, cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. And the place to visit, QC Kinetics in Robinson. Using cutting-edge treatments to accelerate your own body's ability and the healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again, so you don't have to live with chronic pain. Find out how QC Kinetics can use advanced regenerative medicine to treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. 412-228-3584. Call for a free consultation. You can call now, 412-228-3584. Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with the man who's the president and CEO in the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Let me start by getting your reaction to yesterday's announcement by Kamala Harris and her choice as a running mate of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Well, I was surprised because I never really heard of him. I knew there was a Minnesota governor, but didn't know much about him. But, you know, because, of course, in Pennsylvania, you always want Pennsylvania to be represented. And I think having Governor Shapiro would have increased the chances of winning Pennsylvania, given his popularity. But I do think it came down to chemistry. I think you pretty much would have had two presidents because he's very, presidential. It seems like the other gentlemen probably contrast each other well because she's a prosecutor, he's a teacher, former football coach, a former patriot. And so I think, and he's a hunter, a gun owner. So I think he's very relatable. I think he'll appeal, not to Shapiro Whitman, but I think he'll really appeal to the white males in the Republican Party. I think he'll send a report to all men, women. Who doesn't like the football coach, right? Unless you're child was benched and getting in playing time, then people hate the coach. I've experienced that, so I know how that works. But I think his sincerity, I think he is relatable, and I think I would strongly advise that the Trump folks to stay on message, right, move away from toxic racial, dividing politics and focus, tie her to Biden and what they don't like about Biden. Stay on message. Don't attack the governor from your own party in a key state like Georgia. I think that's not a smart move, but I think people want something aspirational. I love a quote from MLK that says, darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate. Only love can do that. So let's move away from toxic politics and create something that's hopeful. And I think, obviously, they have 91 more days to go, but I thought they created something that was hopeful. Of course, but they have to deliver and be competitive, but I think that negative part, I think, needs to be changed a little bit. That's just my opinion. So.
Well, I think most Americans would like the name calling to stop both ways and just focus on the details of their platforms. That's unlikely to happen, but we'll see. Meanwhile, I know you want to talk about pursuing excellence in a world of compromise. So what does excellence mean to you?
I see excellence as pretty much working towards making things the best or being your best without falling into the trap of toxic perfectionism. Lord knows I've fallen into that before because I think perfectionism leads to marginalization of yourself and others. It's kind of a form of self-abuse. But when you commit to excellence, you're always working to make things the best they can be, pushing through trials and errors and mistakes, you know, and trying to be your best. And I think a quote I really like is, you are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is not an act, but a habit, but always making things better. Like I tell my team, if something is growing, it's dying. And so I think, you know, a lot of people resist change. And in my book, Greatness Awaits You, I had a chapter on the pursuit of excellence, working towards your personal best. And so I think it's important that we don't try to be perfect, but we're not going to hit a home run every time, but we're working towards getting on base, getting ourselves and our team in so that we can win.
We're with Carlos T. Carter from the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. And I know you talk about three things that leaders and everyday people, for that matter, can do to pursue excellence.
I think the key I already intimated to is committed to innovation, right? As I said, anything is growing that isn't growing isn't dying. So always trying to stretch yourself, right? I think resisting change is and maintaining the status quo is a one-way ticket to mediocrity and irrelevance. And that happens a lot, right? And I know as a leader, I've seen that, but you have to commit to always changing things. No matter how old you are, you need to have a diversity, not only of race and backgrounds and gender, but age, right? And having different perspectives and willing to bend and not just holding strong to the values, but being open to different ways. So commit to innovation, I think, is key. Number two, I think, is willing to hold yourself and others accountable. You know, you cannot hide from reality. We have to measure our realities and make adjustments. And so really having a yardstick and benchmarks. I would tell my folks when I came here, you can look in the mirror and say you're the fairest of all, but it could be a lie. And so you have to have benchmarks and things to commit. So again, committed to innovation, willing to hold yourself and others accountable through measurement. And don't just get it done. Put in the work and get it done right. I think we're in a microwave society. We want things done, but they're not done well. I think that's the old-fashioned work ethic. And even though I say three, I'm going to say four, is willing to invest in building people right. We need to be able to speak life into our people and demonstrate you care for them as human beings. This will motivate them to give their best, right, and learn from their mistakes. You know, it's easy to tear people down, but we have to build people up and realize that we're leading people. Those are some of my thoughts around that.
What resources do you suggest for people who want to pursue excellence?
Excellence Wins is a great book, A No-Nonsense Guide to Become the Best in a World of Compromise by Horst Schultz. He's a former leader of the Ritz-Carlton. I'd say The Four Disciplines of Execution is an amazing book in terms of really creating success in your organization. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Dr. Stephen R. Covey. And my book, Greatness Awaits You, but I think those are some things. And just, again, being committed to that growth, I think, is important because I think a lot of times we have given into complacency. And I think everyone suffers when we're just being complacent and not working to give our best and stretch ourselves and leave our comfort zones.
Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Who knows what's going to happen between here and there, right?
Yes, I know. All right, have a good day.
Game on. You can always go to ulpgh.org, ulpgh.org. This is the Big K Morning Show, and if you want to reach out to us, you can. Instant access is just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. You have suggestions, you got questions, you got comments. We all see your emails, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Curious, Aaron, if you and your husband are watching the Olympics, I've talked to some people that are glued, others not so much, but ratings are way up from the Tokyo Games 3 years ago. Have you watched any?
I definitely have watched some. He was really honed in with Djokovic and Scheffler. That was a day that we were glued to the TV.
Because he likes golf.
Indeed. Indeed. But, you know, I would say we're sporadic with it. We're not glued to the TV, but there are certain events that we don't want to miss for sure.
Well, the ladies gymnastics, women's gymnastics was obviously very popular. And
yes.
Did not disappoint Simone Biles.
No, I honestly think that's why the Summer Olympics, I just think, not that the Winter Olympics aren't great, but the women's gymnastics just really brings people in of every sport, every gender, movie stars, professional athletes, you name it.
Well, more sports are moving into the medal round. CBS's Wendy Gillette is in Paris.
20 sports are holding events today at the Olympics, and half will award medals. Track and field is once again in the spotlight with five finals, including the men's 400 meter. American sprinter Noah Lyles will be back on the track for the 200 meter semifinals. He's hoping to repeat his win in the 100, a photo finish decided by 0.005 of a second. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
And if you love soccer, and so many people in the world do,
on Saturday, the women's USA team will be playing for gold. And today, Team USA is going to be playing in the semifinals. The men's volleyball team is playing Poland in the semis. And the women's basketball team takes on Nigeria in the quarterfinals today. Those are the two big team events for the U.S.
How much of the Olympics are you taking in, Paul? Because it's time-friendly for you, because a lot of it's going on in the early afternoons, because they're ahead of us in time, so you can see it earlier.
The events I'm most interested in are coming up. The one I'm the most interested in is the men's final in soccer. That's going to be, I think that's France and Spain. I think that's right. That should be very good. So those are the ones that I'm interested in mostly are team sports. Track and field, I'm kind of here and there on. The women's gymnastics, I watched the compilations of the great performances. You can get those on YouTube, and it's amazing what they do. I like watching that because I just don't have the time to watch like the floor exercise unfold over like 2.5-3 hours. I don't have time for that.
Well, you'll have time for breakdancing. It makes its debut Friday. Looks like it starts, the pre-qualifier battle starts at 10 a.m.
The other team sport I really like to watch is the volleyball at the Olympics. Very competitive, super competitive.
You just like their outfits.
You know, I expect that the women's basketball team and the men's basketball team, you know, will go all the way. I don't think that there's much competition there, but I could be wrong about it. But
yeah, the basketball team, you would think, would be a no-brainer with the talent that the NBA's provided.
Well, they scored 122 points in their last game. The men's team did. And no other team in that round scored that much. I don't know if any of them got to triple digits except the U.S.
I'm a proponent of moving the hoop up 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of 10, make it 12.
No, you have just hit on a topic that I think is a great topic. What has not changed about sports is the dimensions of the games. It doesn't make any difference whether you're talking about basketball, hockey, baseball, or football. The athletes today are that much stronger. They're that much faster. They have so much more capability. Wouldn't it be more interesting to have a higher hoop and a bigger court in the NBA? I think it would be. I think that the dimensions of a football field could be, they could expand the NFL field to the size of the Canadian game.
And they should double the size of the net in soccer, so it's not 2-1, 3-1 after 90 minutes.
That's the one thing. I like watching the soccer, but only the final match. I can't take that, you know, 1-0 stuff, it, you know, for hour after hour. It's just not enough excitement.
What happens is you sit there and you're frustrated. Your legs start twitching like you're trying to kick the ball back. Come on, man.
But I do think that the dimensions of sport really do need to change.
Well, it's so automatic in basketball, it really almost takes away from the game.
Well, take the NHL. Take the size of the goal and then the size of the goalies and their equipment. How much it's changed since the night. I happen to just catch a few seconds of a 1977 game with the Pens and the Maple Leafs. And how much smaller the pads were that the goalies were wearing.
Right.
And how much smaller the goalies were at that time. You know, the net hasn't changed in dimension, but the goalies have, and their equipment very much so. I think a bigger net would be helpful.
Well, more Olympics today, and we'll let you know what happens tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.